Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Sunday the 3rd of February. I'll just run through everything and then I'll go into a bit more detail in a later. We have the Super Bowl tonight, and I'm already on that, as mentioned in the podcast a few days ago. I was on the under 56.5 and under the Pats minus 2, for those who missed that podcast, and both those lines and prices have moved slightly now, but I was in as per the details the other day. On the golf, I've done nothing yet. Fowler, unfortunately, has put a bit of distance between himself and the field. Hunan is right up there, but he's a number behind. I'm basically going to get my stake out, so I'm expecting him. I got in at 70. I'm certain I will get matched at that price, hopefully. But if not, then it's 2 points. And when you're playing these prices, as I said yesterday, it's over a whole golfing year, then I don't mind being involved in trades like that. And I pretty much called it as it was, except for Fowler running away with it. Fowler wasn't four clear, we'd be in a much better position. One football mention, and that is in Italy in Serie A, kicking off at 2 o'clock. Fiorentina away to Udinese. I make them nice value, so I will be backing to trade that one. That will be a mention, but as a trade, I'm not backing them outright. If they take the lead, I will green myself up, leaving a bigger profit on Fiorentina than the other two outcomes. And two trades, they're both over 1.5 goals, both going to go in after sort of 18-20 minutes, and dripping my stake in up to sort of 30-35 minutes. 12:30, Erzgebirger versus Köln in the Bundesliga 2, and 4 o'clock, St Etienne versus Strasbourg in France League 1. So that's the two trades, over 1.5 goals backing that, if it's 0-0, sort of 18 to 20 minutes. So we've got the Super Bowl tonight, total points under 56.5, Pats minus 2 on the handicap, golf I'll get out if I can, Fiorentina backing to trade in Serie A at 2:30, and two over under 1.5 goals, Erzgebirger versus Köln at 12:30, and St Etienne versus Strasbourg at 4 o'clock in the Bundesliga 2 and French League 1 respectively. Those of you who want to get on with your Sunday, you can go over and do that now. Just going to go into a bit more detail. Firstly, the Super Bowl, it is on in the early hours, so I've place these bits with a view to trade them, so I will be staying up to watch it. I'll probably grab a couple of hours kit before it and then get back up and watch that. Just remember that either you'll have to leave them as straight bits, but if you do want to trade, it is a late night in store. And while I'm getting ready for that, the golf will be coming to a finish, and hopefully I've dealt with that at the same time and got myself Hunan gets off to a good start and I can get that point out there. Fiorentina, I think they're a good bet today, so I'm, as I say, going to bet them, and if they take the lead, I will just remove my liability pretty much on the other two outcomes and just leave myself scratch there and the winnings on Fiorentina. I do expect that they should win that today, but as we saw with Berry yesterday, anything can happen in football. But Udinese right down the bottom, you know, we lost the last couple of games, minus 12 goal difference. Fiorentina, as I say, so it's not an outright bet, that one. It's a back delay. I've got small value in them, and I think they're quite a good bet today. The two football matches I think are really good. Again, match profiling. I've profiled them compared to other games going on. There's worse prices and worse stats on other games that are profiled exactly the same. I think both these have got value in the 1.5. And as such, I will be waiting and doing my usual process there. And I'd like to think that we've got a couple of successful ones coming later. Just again, we don't need those early goals and we can get a nicer price for our money through the game. You know, I know some people may want to back these from the outset. I've just got my way of doing it, where I always like to let the price rise up a bit and stagger my bet in, and get a bit more money in it, if you like, a bit more return, rather than backing a 1.3233 shot. But they are both very good value today, so Those two trades have sort of just leapt off the page at me, and I've obviously given them to you. There is no horse, unfortunately. Again, only one meeting left. Don't know how long that's going to go on for, but as soon as the weather's good, I will return to those. So, as sort of summarised already, Super Bowl under 56.5, view to trade, Pats minus two, view to trade, but it's overnight. Golf, hopefully, can get my money back. And Fiorentina away as a back to lay, and then the over one and a halves, Eskeberger versus Cologne and Etienne versus Strasbourg. Have a great end to your weekend, and I'll be back in the morning.